today in the summer months, people like taking colloquial early Shabbos. Again, as I like to point out, this early Shabbos, every Shabbos of the year, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Tosefes Shabbos, bringing in Shabbos early, and those are the different minhagim, 18 minutes, 20 minutes, 40 minutes in Yerushalayim, whatever the minhag may be, depending how much you have to bring it in. But there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, early Shabbos. Well, here we're referring to is colloquial early Shabbos, is you take it in after Plag HaMincha, an hour and a quarter before sunset. So that's done. Minig in many places to, by minig I mean people do it, we'll discuss it, what's a minig, what isn't a minig, but many, the practice is many people bring in Shabbos early in the summer months. So, and that's okay. The question is as follows. What happens is, well, often the husband's going to shul and they're going early, but the wife still needs more time to finish cooking, get dressed for Shabbos, get ready. So, but the husband's not going to be back for a half an hour later. So the shaila is, could the husband and wife makabel Shabbos at different times? So do I say once the husband's makabel Shabbos, so then the wife cannot do any melacha for herself or for anyone else? So that's the Shaila. So Rav Moshe discusses it, and there's a couple of chidushim or non-chidushim. But Rav Moshe says as follows. Number one, he says, if a husband brings in Shabbos early, so then like any other minig, again, he's assuming it's a minig, like any other minig, a wife is bound by the minhagim of a husband. And this would be no different than when once a husband brings in Shabbos, she will have. So however, he makes a very important caveat, very important caveat for Bizman Hazeh, is that, but that's only if the husband's taking it in out Kedusha Shabbos. But if he's taking it in for convenience, so then it wouldn't apply. What do you mean for convenience? They want to eat early. In fact, Rav Salvation used to say, Bedafka, not against early Shabbos, but one of his pet peeves were that people, I don't like eating so late. He wants to say part of Shabbos is that you have the suit at a different time, whenever Shabbos comes out. But either way, so practically speaking, we want to eat, we don't like eating at 10 o'clock at night. We prefer eating dinner at 7 o'clock at night, or 8 o'clock at night, better than 10. So he says, if you're doing it for convenience, so then it's not binding, meaning it's not a minute. So Rav Moshe says, if you do it as Kedusha Shabbos, it does have a status of a minig and a wife is bound. If you're doing it out of convenience, it's not a minig and a wife is bound. And getting back, and then he says, so if you're going to take it in as Kedusha Shabbos, so going to Rav Moshe, then perhaps there's a further lacha. If you take it as Kedusha Shabbos, then she can't do any melacha, period. But let's say you take it as convenience, then Rav Moshe seems to say, perhaps she can't do melacha that you're going to benefit from. She can't do melacha for you, because it's a melacha of not telling an Eved Shifka to do melacha for you. So that's what Rav Moshe writes in the Soros Moshe. However, Rav Shechta disagrees on many accounts. First of all, let's get to the agreement. He agrees that if you're taking it for convenience, it's not binding. But that's because, how do I know that? Because he says even if you don't take it in for convenience, it's not binding. In other words, even if a husband took it in out to Kedusha Shabbos, he brings it in all year round. He wants to go and bring in Shabbos and learn or do whatever he wants to do. It's still not binding on the wife, because according to Rav Moshe, it would be. According to Rav Shechta, Rav Shechta says the only dinim are minig hatzibor. You're part of one zibor. So if you take on gebrach, so you take on kitni, is it a minhagi hatzibor? So then you have to be part of one mishpacha. So then he says it is binding. However, a minig hayachid, that's not a minig, it's not binding. A minig hayachid is mitam neder, and neder is only binding on the one making the edder, not on someone else. So we have a fundamental machok, because according to everyone, we'll say, according to Rav Moshe, if you take it in for convenience, it's not binding. If you take it in not out convenience as a regular dinim a minig and yachayev. Rav Shachter says no, a minig a yachid isn't binding, and a wife could do malacha for herself. As opposed to, and there are others, I think it's Rav Bus, and there are others who say, even if it is for convenience, maybe you shouldn't do it for convenience, but once it's the minig of the husband, so it's bound. So you have on one hand, you have Rav Shachter, who says, the minig ha-yachid is never binding on a wife. You have Rav Bus, who seems to say it always is. And Rav Moshe says, in theory it is, but if you're doing it for convenience reasons, it's not. And then you have his other chiddush about if you assume that it's a good Kabbalah Shabbos, which is bound, so then you can't, then if you assume it's for convenience, yeah, she doesn't have to do it, but then perhaps she can't do malacha for her husband during that time period. Rav Shachter doesn't like the comparisons because by Shvisas Eved or Shivcha, then Achayev in Shabbos. So therefore, you have to tell them not to do malacha for you. But a wife can't do malacha on Shabbos anyway, so he doesn't like the comparison. He says a wife can do malacha for a husband during that time period. I guess I'm just saying is in general, I'm just thinking aloud, that's a general halacha, even a wife might be different if you're ishto kagufo, but that's the halacha you're passing. If another Jew hasn't accepted Shabbos yet, I could go ahead and get them to do malacha for me. So therefore we have, if a husband accepts Shabbos early, is a binding on his wife. So according to Rav Bazar and others, yeah, no matter what, anything they do, it's binding, end of discussion. Rav Moshe holds, it depends. If it, in theory, yes, if it's midin kedusha Shabbos, if it's midin convenience, no. And Rav Shachter says even midin kedusha Shabbos, it's a neder, it's only binding on the one who took the neder, not on the wife. Only the neder that has to do with the kehila, that's binding on both of them. In other words, you can't have one person being, and you can't have a married couple being involved in two different kehilas. And then another halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Rav Shachter brings it down in his Piskei Korona, that there was a concept of a Tosis, Tosefis Shabbos B'tzibor. He used to pull the shofar, everyone went out, so then he agrees that if it's a Tosefis Shabbos B'tzibor, then perhaps it's binding on everybody, because that's Midin Tzibor. That would be consistent with his view. Of course, he has to go into the discussion, is it Shayach today? Do we say we do? Do we have one Tzibor? That's the whole discussion. Chol Hamoed, could you have different people in the same shul wearing tefillin, not tefillin? As the Gosa Skoda do, Rav Moshe writes that there's no really minhag America. Mr. Brewer is cholek, but the Rav Moshe seems to say it's okay, meaning that there is no minhag tzibur. So if you assume there is a minhag tzibur, then it's binding on everyone. But then you have the further question, the Rabbati takes Rav Moshe to the next step. He says, Rav Moshe says that by a husband, if he takes on Shabbos for convenient reasons, it's not binding on his wife. Rav Yitzchak Abadi takes it a step further, that even if you assume there is a minhag tzibur today, meaning that Tosefes Shabbos is binding on everyone, but he wants to say that's only if you took it on again, l'shem Shabbos, but if people take it on for convenience reasons, then perhaps even then, it would not be binding.